good example is the recent natural disasters that have occurred around the world. For example, in Haiti, what will happen is that an administrator or a user will go into a web browser and they will compose an alert, and then the alert will be sent to, let's say, employees or partners or suppliers, whoever it may be. And what happens is people's phones start to ring, people receive emails, people receive text messages or other modalities. And as these messages are received by people, they are able to look at the message and decide what the appropriate response is, and then send back that response to the administrator or the person sending out the alerts, so that, you know, the person who is responsible for the safety and the good caretaking of the people who receive the alerts knows what's going on.
How would it work in a situation where, you know, the networks are down or power is down? Is that then job one is to get the network back up so that this would work?
Well, that's a really great question. That's why it's really important to be able to send out messages across multiple what we call modalities, or, you know, avenues of reaching out to people. So in certain cases, the phone systems in America may be down, although that, you know, takes a lot for that to happen given the resiliency and redundancy that's built into the modern phone networks. And if that's down, then you have for example, the RIM networks, the BlackBerry RIM network. We send out PIN messages to people who have BlackBerries. Or in other cases, the internet is often, as you know, and is built as a very stable and it's built a hardened platform. And oftentimes, email or other messages will get through. And at the end of the day, you also have text. And text is yet another modality. So the idea is to have multiple modalities such that messages ultimately are able to be transmitted and received.
How will this work with federal government agencies, municipalities? I mean, how can large organizations use a system like this one?
Well, that's a great question, too. So at Centerword now, we have a number of very large agency and department customers in the federal government. And the first one I'll talk about is an organization called UNOS. That's an acronym that stands for the United Network for Organ Sharing. It's an NGO. It's a part of the Health and Human Services. And the idea there is when someone passes away, they have a organ procurement organization that essentially matches organ donors with recipients all over the United States. And that is obviously a very important way to communicate with the recipients. And every day, UNOS uses us many, many times in order to connect organ donors and recipients. And that's a very important use. Another very important use that is part of the federal government is the Indian Health Service. The Indian Health Service is responsible for the health of, you know, members of various tribes around the United States. And there are about 550 tribes in the U.S. and about 1.9 million people. And one example recently of how our service, Centerword Now, is used by the Indian Health Service was to coordinate mass vaccinations across all the various tribal areas. And that was a very important use. Another large customer of ours is the National Park Service. They use us in a variety of ways. They use us in their National Command and Coordination Center, which is responsible for the security of people in the parks. You know, for example, if there's a terrorist threat in any park, all of that is managed through Centerword Now. It's also used for continuity of operations. How do you make sure that the Park Service is continually working in the event of some sort of challenging situation? Employee accountability is very important. Centerword Now is used to support the accountability of various folks. A good example of how the Park Service uses us, we are currently being used in the Grand Canyon, and all local law enforcement is dispatched via Centerword Now, and we're also used in search and rescue. So that's just a few examples, but there are many, many others. One other quick one I'll mention, it's not a federal government customer, but it is a municipality, the City of New York. The City of New York uses Centerword Now in instances where there's an emergency at the citywide level. So if there's a fire or a explosion or anything that's irregular or, you know, as an emergency, the city has a group that, you know, will compose alerts and send out alerts to people who signed up and self-registered on the Notify NYC website. And that's another appropriate use.
What's interesting that you mentioned is that it's not just emergencies. I mean, you listed some very important emergencies and times of urgency, but also times of just trying to get the word out to people. You mentioned the vaccination process. It seems like this can be used on a variety of different levels.
You're absolutely right. And what some of our more entrepreneurial customers and federal agency folks have decided to do is really begin to use a service like SendWord Now in daily operations. And how do you support, the comings and goings of an organization that has, ongoing communications needs, whether it's I need to reach 10 people or 40 people or 180 people quickly, and I want to have, complete accountability. A service like ours is very appropriate, and we are seeing in certain cases where instead of following the old command and control type of approach where 8 people in the organization are responsible for using a service like ours, some forward-thinking users are beginning to provide the utility of our service to the edges of their organization. So you might see an organization that has a couple thousand people who have the ability and the capability to create and send alerts to various size groups. And we have found that to be particularly interesting because when you begin to push out the capabilities of a service like ours to the periphery of your network or your employee set, interesting and creative things begin to occur because the people who are on the ground, know exactly what the potential uses might be, and then it gets very interesting.
Well, let's talk a bit about these different technologies and how they're starting to be incorporated for these purposes. Is this an example of how technology is really making this a smaller world and a world that's more in touch so that if there is an emergency or you just do have to get the word out, it is possible to do so faster than ever?
Yeah, absolutely. The world, as Tom Friedman says, the world is flat and the world is shrinking. And we, for example, have lots and lots of customers who have employees or partners or whomever all over the world. And today we're sending alerts, messages pretty much everywhere. So we, for example, when there were at the Taj in Mumbai, when there was the bad terrorist incident, we were supporting some of our customers there. When there was the events in London and the events in Spain and the unfortunate tsunami. In each of those incidents, SendWord Now is used to communicate important information to people on the ground. I mentioned earlier the recent earthquakes. Whenever there was fires out on the West Coast, when the Santa Ana winds were blowing, our service played a very valuable role in making sure people were not in harm's way. Another really good example is we have a large retail customer who uses our syndicated weather alerting service. And what that means is we geocode locations around the United States and ultimately around the world. And if there's a bad storm heading towards a particular area, we begin to send alerts to all the people who are responsible for the safety and caretaking of employees or customers. And in this one particular case, we sent out multiple thunderstorm warnings and watch alerts to the person in charge, and then ultimately tornado watches and warnings. And in this particular case, a tornado ultimately hit that particular store location. But by then, the proprietor had been able to safely move all the employees and all the customers into a safe spot in the store, and no harm was brought onto anyone, although there was very significant damage done to the store and to other items outside the store.
Now, for agencies to get the word out, I've seen them do things with Twitter, text messaging, Facebook, things like that. Would your service be something that is an addendum to that and supplementing that, or could it usurp it? How is it different, and how would you label it as more efficient?
It's a great question, and in our view, all these various modalities are complementary. So we currently are able to send alerts out through Twitter and Facebook. Down the road, we'd be looking at the ability for people to originate alerts from those perspectives or those vantage points. All of it works well together, and at the end of the day, our goal as a service provider is to make sure that our service works and that it's easy to use, and that no matter where people are and no matter, you know, what type of technology folks are using, we're able to allow folks to receive the message in a timely and appropriate way.